This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
They are one of the largest recipients of NIH funding. Their scientists played a substantial role in developing more than half the cancer drugs approved by the FDA in the last 5 years. Dana-Farber Cancer Institute has been making one advanced cancer discovery after another for over 75 years. At Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, what we do here changes lives everywhere. Find out more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
How will Boeing's bottom line be affected by the latest problems with its MAX planes? From Marketplace, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer, in for David Brancaccio. Investigators are continuing to look into why a piece of a Boeing aircraft blew off an Alaska Airlines flight over the weekend. United Airlines found loose bolts on similar grounded 737 MAX 9 planes. This is the latest issue with Boeing's signature aircraft. Problems with a supplier surfaced last summer, and about 5 years ago, two 737 MAX 8 planes crashed, grounding the planes for more than a year. But as Marketplace's Henry Epp reports, the company might not lose much business as a result of this latest incident.
Even before the Alaska Airlines incident, Boeing's recent record didn't look great.
The perception out there in the industry is Boeing has a lot of quality problems.
John Golia is an independent safety consultant and a former member of the National Transportation Safety Board. He says those problems are leading to headaches for Boeing's customers, commercial airlines.
The customer is spending an inordinate amount of time working through issues that should not have made it out of the factory.
In a lot of industries, if the product a business relies on isn't up to its standards, it cancels orders from that supplier. But in the case of commercial jets, it's not that easy. In part because the wait for a jet traditionally is years long, says Richard Abulafia, managing director of Aerodynamic Advisory.
You want to get your place in line. You might order a plane for delivery in 2028 because of fear that, you know, someone else could get there first.
And in the plane manufacturing industry, there isn't much in the way of competition. Besides Boeing, European-based Airbus is really the only other game in town for big jets.
Their only competitor, Airbus, has even longer backlogs. So if you were an airline customer for the 737 MAX, the alternative would be go to Airbus and wait until 2030 for your jet.
Abulafia thinks that means few airlines will drop Boeing over this latest 737 MAX accident. Boeing has been losing market share to Airbus in recent years. As of mid-December, Boeing had received about 1,000 orders for jets in 2023, compared to about 1,400 for Airbus, according to Reuters. But maintaining some amount of competition in the aircraft manufacturing sector is important to airlines, says George Dimitrov with Cirium Ascend Consultancy.
If everybody starts running to Airbus, they're very conscious that that eliminates the only serious competitor to Airbus, which is Boeing, and that could have longer-term implications for aircraft pricing.
But in the nearer term, he says, some airlines that planned to place an order with Boeing this year might wait to see how the aftermath of the Alaska Airlines accident plays out. I'm Henry Epp for Marketplace.
Here's something to look forward to. The IRS says the 2024 tax season will officially start on Monday, January 29th. The agency got additional funding from Congress to update technology and improve customer service. It's promising shorter wait times on its toll-free line.
Farmers across Germany are continuing a week of protests. They're upset about the government's plan to revoke key economic and agricultural tax policies. A convoy of tractors and trucks gathered on roads in sub-zero temperatures. They blocked access to major highways. The government proposals stem from a budget crisis after a court ruled that Germany's 2024 budget was illegal. Here's the BBC's Liana Byrne with Brussels correspondent Jessica Parker.
Hello. So just give us the background to Germany's budget crisis. Why is the government there facing a financial black hole?
Yeah, I mean, it's a black hole of tens of billions of euros. And it is after in November last year, there was this bombshell ruling by Germany's constitutional court, which essentially declared that the government's planned budget was unlawful. So they had to go back to the drawing board, try and find some savings. And this is where this all began in terms of the farmers' protest, because they proposed to end farmers' tax breaks on agricultural diesel and abolish this preferential treatment they get as well in terms of vehicle tax. That latter proposal has now actually been dropped because of the controversy, and the plan to end tax breaks on agricultural diesel, that's now going to be phased in rather than brought in abruptly. But it doesn't seem to have really sufficiently assuaged farmers' anger. So this week, farmers are protesting up and down the country.
And what were farmers saying in terms of those subsidy cuts? How would they affect farmers in Germany?
A lot of them were saying it's a bit like the straw that broke the camel's back, and that they feel their industry isn't being properly supported, that it's being squeezed by rules and regulation and red tape. And some as well sort of spoke out against green initiatives that might come from Berlin or might come from the European Union in Brussels as being part of, as they see it, the problem as well.
Part of the conversation about these protests is concern of right-wing extremists infiltrating these protests. Is that a serious concern?
There are certainly examples and evidence of far-right groups turning up at protests or associating themselves with these demonstrations. And one campaigner we were speaking to yesterday was saying they actually changed their plans because they weren't comfortable with the prospect, as they knew was going to happen, of a far-right group turning up. That being said, look, I think not all of those taking part speak with one voice. There was a banner yesterday draped over one truck I saw that was explicitly in support of Alternative for Deutschland, which is, of course, the far-right party that's doing very well in the polls at the moment. But it's certainly true to say that there is a little bit of mixing in going on there with the wider politics of Germany and some of the trends that we're seeing.
Jessica Parker in Berlin, thank you so much for joining us in Marketplace.
My pleasure.
This is the Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.